Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you, and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show, the first one of 2017. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. I can hardly believe it's already 2017, as many people give a big giant sigh of relief. According to numerology, 2017 is the start of a brand new nine-year cycle. So we are at definitely the beginnings of things. The world has changed and we're ready to start afresh. So we leave 2016 behind. Many people are relieved about that. And we are on to a brand new cycle. 2017 is a number one year according to numerology. So it means new beginnings, new things happening. It's a great year to start anew and afresh. And on that note, I'm going to launch straight into it because on tonight's show, I'm going to talk through what each sign can expect for 2017. I'm going to start with Aries, of course. Aries, the number one first sign of the zodiac. And for Aries, the overview of 2017 is that two heads will definitely be better than one this year. Working with a partner will be emotionally and financially rewarding. So don't cling to your independence. And that is because Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, is in your house of relationships. So relationships will be very important to you this year, Aries, because you are an independent sign and do like to work alone a lot of the times. But it will be important for you this year, Aries, to be working with somebody else. When it comes to love and romance, there will be a stimulating solar eclipse on August 21st. That could help you find love if you're single. If you're in a relationship, this will take your relationship to the next level, or something will shift in your relationship if you're in a long-term relationship. This will also inject passion into your relationship. So August 21st is very stimulating solar eclipse. Now, just a little word of caution. On March 4th, love planet Venus turns retrograde in your sign, where it will be until April 15th. So it's important that you don't start a new relationship during this period, that's March through April, and especially get engaged or get married. It's astrologically not a good time to do such things, and that's especially so for the cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn. So also for Aries, career and money for 2017, Pluto will continue to strengthen your leadership ability, and Saturn makes you even more successful starting at the end of the year. So if you're looking to make a shift in your career, look to do that at the end of 2017, when you can really put long-term plans into place. Moving right along, the second sign of the zodiac, Taurus, what can you expect during 2017? Well, your chances for finding romantic fulfillment are strong, starting from October 10th on, when expansive Jupiter enters your partnership sector. So Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, will be triggering your sector of partnership. And so for you, Taurus, if you're single, the end of the year, you might find that your status changes. If you are in a relationship, then the end of the year, something does shift within your relationship and only makes your bond stronger. Also, if you're looking for a business partner or working one-on-one with somebody else, the end of the year, the last quarter of the year, it's October, November, December, is a great time to work with others. Particularly if you're looking to start your own business, that's a wonderful time to do so. With Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, moving into Scorpio, your opposite sign, it's all about having a deep bond with somebody else on a romantic scale or a business scale. Now, when it comes to love and romance, this is still part of the play when Jupiter is in your sector of relationships. So the end of the year, it all sort of heats up for you, Taurus. But also, as I just mentioned, your ruling planet Venus turns retrograde on March 4th through April 15th. So for you, it is definitely not a good time to start a new relationship or get engaged, or to try and look to take your current relationship to the next level. What Venus retrograde means for everybody is a relationship from the past or to repair a current relationship. When Venus turns retrograde March 4th through April 15th, that is the time to, it's sort of like a time to make or break in a relationship. So it's a time to either repair or to move on from a relationship. So for you, Taurus, that's the overview and love and romance, but also career and money. There is going to be a lunar eclipse on August 7th, and that will bring an end to a big project, which will put you in the spotlight. And everybody will be looking at you at this time. So career will be highlighted around August 7th with the lunar eclipse triggering your house of career. So that's a good time for career, or if you're looking to make a change around or early August is a time to do that for you. Gemini, third sign of the zodiac, Gemini. Well, for you, your love life will sparkle with excitement for the first part of the year. That's because Jupiter, planet of luck and good fortune, is in your house of romance. So there's a lot of fun to be had, Gemini, and there usually is with you anyway, but more so during the first part of the year, and I say the first part, but let's just say through October. So Jupiter, planet of luck and good fortune, allows you to take a risk that you might not normally take. So if you're looking to take a chance or try something new this year, particularly the first months up through October, with the influence of Jupiter, that is a great time for you to do that, is to take a chance to have fun, romance. Also, if you're looking to expand your family with an addition of a child, this is a wonderful year to try to increase or expand your family. Also, love and romance for Gemini in 2017. This year invites you to get serious about love when commitment-oriented Saturn tours your relationship house until mid-December. So what that means is that Saturn, the planet of long-term commitment or seriousness, is in your house of relationships. So 2017 is a time to make a commitment in your relationship to take it to the next level. And that could be, even if you're single, it's like finding someone to join up with and make a long-term commitment. Basically, if you're single, it's a great year to get married. If you're already attached, it's a great year to have add an addition to the family or to take the relationship to the next level. It's just making a more serious commitment. When it comes to career and money, for you, Gemini, a solar eclipse on February 26th could mark a thrilling career opportunity in the art and entertainment field. This will be a great chance to earn money from your creative talent. And so that's a solar eclipse on February 26th marks a turning point or a change for you when it comes to your money and career life. So in 2017, I'm going to be talking about the other signs. We're going to take a short break right now. After the break, I will continue with what's ahead for 2017. So stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about 2017 and what each sign can expect this year and what are the highlights. Well, Cancer the Crab, for you, 2017 brings an exciting opportunity to expand your horizons. Now, this will be more so around the solar eclipse on February 26th, And that is in your house of knowledge. So what that means is this is a great year for you to start a course, take some form of study, to travel, even though you're known as a homebody. This is a wonderful year for you to travel, to expand your horizons as far away as possible, where such events can change your life. This is not just a quick trip to Hawaii or the Caribbean. This is basically going to a faraway land, which will broaden your horizons and how you think about life in general. You have the chance to change that. Also, if you're looking to get an advanced degree, this is a great year to do so. If you're involved in any sort of legal activity, this is a good year to do something around anything that involves legalities. For your love life, for you during 2017, your love life will assume a tender aspect when Jupiter tours your romance sector at the end of the year. The last few months of the year, you have Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, in your house of romance. This is also a great time to take a risk. And also, if you're looking to have a child, expand your family, look to the last 3 months of the year to do something about that. Now, just remember that Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, is going to be triggering your house of romance. So be ready to fall victim to Cupid. And that doesn't mean you have to be single necessarily. It's like if you're born under the sign of Cancer the Crab, then Cupid will be on your tail, which means taking your relationship to the next level, breathing some romance back into your relationship, in other words. And for your career and money life for 2017, the solar eclipse in August, and that's late August, August 21st, there will be a solar eclipse that will spark a money-making opportunity, giving you an unusual chance to showcase your leadership ability. It will be a great time to break new business ground. And so that's around August 21st with the solar eclipse. It is triggering your money sector. So August is a great time for new beginnings when it comes to your finances. If you're a Leo the Lion, a series of eclipses makes 2017 a year of exciting changes. So be prepared to undergo a dramatic personal transformation on August 21st, and that's when the solar eclipse electrifies your image sector. So what that means is that late August, around the 21st, if you're looking to make a change to your appearance, that is the time to do so. And because you're a Leo, anything dramatic is always good for you. Also during February, there is a lunar eclipse in your sign, and that's February 10th, particularly if you're born around mid-August. This eclipse will be affecting you more so. And so that is a time when you need to think about your part in a relationship, and it will be make or break time for Leos when it comes to relationships. And that's not just romantic relationships, that's also business partnerships. So February 10th highlights you in your relationships, your personal relationships, and it's a time to it's a time for make or break within those relationships. So the eclipses in 2017 occur in Leo and Aquarius and affect Leo and Aquarius and also the other two fixed signs, and that's Taurus and Scorpio. So it's an intense year when it comes to the fixed signs because of these eclipses in Leo and Aquarius. Now, for love and romance for Leo, a romantic relationship reaches an exciting turning point on August 7th. And August 7th is when we have a lunar eclipse in your opposite sign. So what that means is that once again, relationships are highlighted as they are in February. And so this lunar eclipse in your opposite sign of Aquarius could prompt an engagement or marriage. Now, just be careful about the engagement or marriage when love planet Venus is retrograde, and that's March 4th through April 15th. That is definitely, for all signs, not a good time to get married or engaged. But a good time for Leo for such things is around the lunar eclipse on August 7th. That's a great time for an engagement or a marriage. And Leo is a very romantic sign, so I'm sure that's music to your ears, whether you are single or coupled. It's taking a relationship to the next level if you are coupled. Now, Leo 2017, when it comes to career and money, now, there could be some misunderstandings this year involving joint finances or shared property. Now, this is due to deceptive Neptune's tour of your shared income sector. So what's going to be really, really important for you this year, Leo, is to be very clear about property and about things that you share. Get everything down in writing. Make sure nothing signed on a Mercury retrograde. And if we have time at the end of the show, I'll run through the dates for Mercury retrograde, but I did cover those in last week's show. And if you missed those dates, be sure to check on the On Times website for a replay of last week's show, where I talk about Mercury retrograde and the dates for that. So when it comes to career and money, Leo, be sure to have everything in writing and be really clear and understand what you're actually signing and make sure you're signing something, anything to do with finances. So that's Leo for 2017. Next up we have Virgo. Virgo for 2017. So the first 9 months of the year for you should be especially profitable, and that's thanks to lucky Jupiter visiting your earned income sector. How awesome is that? So Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, is traveling through your money house. So what that means is that there is a chance to increase your bank balance, expand your bottom line. Basically, you've got the Midas touch during this year on anything to do with money and finances. Lucky you. It's going to be the highlight of the year for you. When it comes to love and romance for Virgo, your love life continues to resemble a fairy tale. And that's thanks to idealistic Neptune's tour of your relationship sector. Wow, wow, to be a Virgo in 2017, what can I say? On the flip side, though, because, of course, there's always some flip side to most things, with the influence of Neptune triggering your relationship sector or your house of relationships, Neptune is a planet where we tend to wear rose-coloured glasses, which is great, but on the flip side, be careful to not be deceived by somebody, not just who you may be in a relationship with or whom you get into a relationship with, but anybody that you have any dealings with at all, any sort of one-on-one interactions, and that could be friends, colleagues, anybody in the same group as you. Be very careful about who you're dealing with. They may not be who you think they are or how they present themselves. So don't take things at face value, particularly when it comes to romance, even though you do have some very good influences there. It is important that you pay attention and not be blindsided or looking at somebody through rose-coloured glasses, that you really know who you're dealing with this year. It is very important. And of course, because you've got the Midas touch when it comes to money, don't get caught up with somebody asking for a loan and that sort of thing. So when it does come to career and money for you, Virgo, in 2017, this could be one of your most lucrative years ever. And that is especially through October 9th. And that is because Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, is in your house of money. So that is very good fortune for you, because Jupiter, planet of luck and good fortune, is triggering your money sector. And this is especially so if you work with a partner. It's more so if you're working with someone else or you're in partnership with somebody else, and not necessarily working solo. So if you have the chance to work with somebody else this year, definitely do so, because it might be a lot more beneficial than working solo or alone when it comes to your finances. So overall, Virgo, 2017 looks pretty good for you. You've got the Midas touch when it comes to money. Any sort of relationship, it's all very romantic and hearts and flowers and rainbows and kittens. Anyway, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned. After the break, I will continue with 2017 and your sign.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about 2017 and what your sign can expect. Well, if you want to know more than what I'm giving this brief overview for each sign, but if you want to know more, go to my website, theastrologer.com, and get your free 2017 forecast. It's an in-depth look at your year ahead. Now, if you're a Libra, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. You have Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, in your sign for most of the year. So you can attract luck basically in all areas of your life this year. So 2017 is slated to be one of your best years ever. Or let's just say one of your best ever in 12 years, because Jupiter travels the zodiac and it takes 12 years to get around the whole zodiac. So Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, is in your own sign and it will affect every area of your life. So you will be truly blessed this year, Libra. Anything you touch will turn to gold in every area of your life. Now, as I just said before the break, there is a flip side to everything, or a shadow side. Jupiter is also the planet of excess, and be careful not to burn the candle at both ends this year. Everything's going so well. You want it all, of course, but the flip side of that is burning the candle at both ends. Now, when it comes to love and romance for you, you might decide to get engaged or married, if you're single, of course, near August 7th, and that's when the lunar eclipse marks an exciting turning point in your love life. And also, if you are attached or in a relationship already, then this is a turning point for the better in your relationship. So make the most of it around August 7th with a lunar eclipse marking an exciting turning point in your love life. Also, as you should know, or as I should remind you, I should say, love planet Venus turns retrograde on March 4th, where it will be retrograde through April 15th. It will be retrograde in your house of relationships. So just a word of caution, March 4th through April 15th, for you, Libra, this will be relationships maybe a little bit more difficult during that time, or somebody you were involved with in the past comes back into the present. And it's definitely not a time to get engaged or married when Venus is retrograde, particularly when it's in your house of relationships. Now, when it comes to career and money for you, Libra, your financial prospects will soar after October 10th, and that's when Jupiter, planet of luck and good fortune, travels through your money sector. So from October on through the following year, through 2018, it's a great time for money for you. So if there's any plans or anything around money, that is the time to implement. Moving right along, Scorpio, the eighth sign of the zodiac. So for you, you will enter a period of unbridled optimism starting on October 10th. And that's when, of course, guess who? Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, moves into your sign. So your positive energy will attract love, luck, money, and adventure, where it will continue through 2018. Lucky you, Jupiter in your sign. It doesn't get much better than that. So basically, anything you touch turns to gold the last 3 months of the year onwards. That's not to say that it's not going to beforehand, but it's just more so during the last 3 months of the year when Jupiter travels through your sign. Now, when it comes to love and romance, a solar eclipse on February 26 could trigger a passionate romance. But if you're already in a relationship, this date could mark a memorable encounter. So as I mentioned early on in the show, the eclipses this year are more intense for the fixed signs, and Scorpio, you are a fixed sign. So the other fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, of course, and Aquarius. So the eclipses this year occur in February and August, and of course affect everybody, but more so the fixed signs. So the fixed signs, there could be turning points for you around these eclipses when it comes to career and home life and finding a balance. Changes for you this year go on at home with family and also in your career, and more so during February and August with eclipses. And when it comes to the career and money aspects of your life, you also have a deliberate Saturn who is in your money sector until December 18th. And so what that means for you is hard work and resourceful spending will pay off this year. So it's sort of like you've had to work a lot harder last year and this coming year, 2017, to bring in the money, but the more elbow grease you put in this year, the more rewards will come. And at times it might not feel like that's the case because Saturn just makes you work incredibly hard, but you will be surprised by the results that come your way. So if you're hanging by a thread with something, or you're sort of overworking so hard for what you have, hang in there. My words of wisdom, hang in there, Saturn will bring the reward, but you need to be patient. And I guess that's another key word for you, Scorpio, this year, is to have patience. You are a fixed sign, and I have complete faith that you have the patience to see things through to the end and to get the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Moving right along, Sagittarius. Well, 2017 will be a time of increased responsibility for you, and that's due to Sirius Saturn's tour of your image sector until December 18th. Now, Saturn has been in your sign since 2015, and so when Saturn is in your sign or in a sign, it always brings increased responsibility, obligation, duty. Now, they sound like negative keywords, and to some people they are, but the trick here is if you can own your responsibilities and obligations and really put in the hard work and think through to the long-term end result, the rewards will be great. They will be much bigger than what you might have anticipated, but at the time they might seem really difficult. And the only example I can think of right now off the top of my head is the Karate Kid, when the master says to the kid, clean my floors and clean my walls. And so the kid's doing all these chores and thinking, why on earth am I doing this? This doesn't make sense. But he's put the hard work in. He hasn't questioned authority. He's just dealt with his obligations and responsibilities, and the rewards come when he wins the karate competition. So he's done all this elbow grease, and the rewards come back. So anything that seems like hard work probably is, and this year is no exception, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow will come about at the very end of the year when Saturn moves out of your sign and into the next sign, and all archers can breathe a sigh of relief. So, Sagittarius, when it comes to love and romance for 2017, your love life will be a continual source of excitement throughout the year, because unpredictable Uranus's presence in your romance sector generates nice surprises all year. So Uranus is one of the outer planets and it's in a compatible sign, another fire sign. And it's making really good aspects to Sagittarius. So there's a lot of surprise, a lot of unpredictability, but in a good way when it comes to matters of the heart. So things might take you by surprise. Also taking a risk this year, taking some unexpected risks might pay off, especially because stable Saturn is in your own sign. So you have this really good balance this year of not being a rebel, but being innovative, let's say, or daring to be different. And then you have the stability of Saturn in your sign really evening things out. So this is a really great year for you, Sagittarius, to try something new as long as it's not, you don't expect instant results. As long as you have a long-term plan and you're willing to put in the work, then I do see some really good risk-taking paying off. And I'm talking calculated risks. I'm not talking like crazy go for it without any thought around it. There's not going to be any reward around that. Now, when it comes to career and money for you, Sagittarius, you're driven to increase your finances throughout 2017. And that's due to focused Pluto in your earn income sector. So basically, over the past few years, there's been a change of finances or a change of the bottom line for you. This will continue. And the state of your financial affairs does have the potential to change or be different. And that's also due to, as I just said, Uranus and Saturn in a very nice harmonious aspect. So it does allow your bottom line to increase if that's what you want. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned. After the break, I will continue with your 2017 forecast.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about 2017 and your sign. This show is all about your 2017 forecast. If you're a Capricorn, a little sea goat, well, commanding Pluto is still in your sign and it is still affecting your personality and the way people look at you, the way people see you, your appearance. Basically, everything in your life has probably changed or is changing and has been doing so the past few years. So life continues to change And my advice to you is go with the flow. The tighter you hang on, the harder those changes will be to live with. So it's important to go with the flow as best as you can. You are a cardinal sign after all. Cardinal signs are known as the initiators or the trendsetters. The other cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, and Libra. And so what's important is when changes come up in your life or you're presented with change, as scary as change may be to most people, it's important to let go of the old and move into the new. And as I said at the very beginning of the show, this is a number one year of a brand new cycle according to numerology. So what that means is this 2017, this year, is a brand new year. It's for new beginnings. You, Capricorn, you have been given so many challenges the past few years. There will be more challenges continuing. It's nothing you can't handle. Life is probably completely different to what it was a few years ago for you. And my advice to you is to embrace the change. As difficult as that may be, it's important to take a step forward into your future and don't look back. So this is a great year for you when it comes to change. And there's probably been some unexpected things, challenges thrown at you, but it's definitely nothing you can't handle. When it comes to your love life, Capricorn, your love life may undergo some intense changes this year, and that's because of the eclipses, not just because of Pluto, but because of the eclipses. Now, I did say that the eclipses mainly are affecting the fixed signs, but of course they're affecting everybody. But the eclipses will also be affecting you, Capricorn. So this year is a year for change, but it's also, when it comes to your relationships, it's make or break time. It's make or break year. If you're in a relationship, and that's not just a romantic relationship, it's any sort of business partnership as well. If something isn't working, it is time to move on. It's time to let it go and move forward. As difficult as that may be, sometimes it's just time. So it's also a time, I said making or breaking, is changing something within your relationships and making them work for you, looking for win-win situations. So change is the key word for Capricorn. And when it comes to your career and money this year, you could rise to the top of your profession. And that's due to, yes, Jupiter, planet of luck and good fortune, traveling through your career sector. And that's through October. So this is a great time to go for the promotion or the raise this year. And I'm sure that's music to your ears, Capricorn, because you are an ambitious sign. So this is a great career year for you. All right. If you're an Aquarius, the water bearer, 2017 could mark exciting changes in your personal life. And that's due to the energizing eclipses in February and August. You may even relinquish your independence for a healthy partnership. Now, that's really saying something because yours is a very independent sign. So 2017 for you, Aquarius, is all about your relationships, and something's changing within your relationships. There is going to be a lunar eclipse on August 7th in your sign. And this highlights a change in a relationship. Something changes. And also the lunar eclipse, February 10th, will also be triggering you and your relationships in your opposite sign. So with love and romance, a loving partnership will become stronger as the year progresses. And, of course, this is because of the eclipses in February and August. And let down your defences with the object of your affection. 2017, this is a year to make changes, not just in your romantic relationships, but in your business partnerships as well. It's a brand new year, brand new cycle, and this is a great year to really look at how you fit into the relationship and independence versus dependence, and give up any sort of power struggles that you might have or have been having within your personal relationships. They're just not worth it. I know freedom is important to your sign, but there's always a balance, and there's always a balance to be had when it comes to relationships. Let me see. So I talked about that. Oh, career and money. Career and money for the water bearer, for you, Aquarius. Your professional prospects will soar during the final 3 months of the year because of Jupiter visiting your career, your career sector, starting October 10th. So career might have been a little bit difficult these past few years, but at the end of the year and through 2018, Jupiter, planet of luck and good fortune, is moving through your house of career. So this is a wonderful time, last 3 months of the year, to go after that raise or promotion that you have been seeking. Also, finances. If you work in a creative field, this is great news when it comes to the bottom line. Otherwise, don't let money slip through your fingers. Be sure to get everything down in writing when it comes to money, and know what you're investing in if you're investing your money. Okay, finally, sweet Pisces, the 12th sign of the zodiac. So for you, Pisces, there's a powerful solar eclipse on February 26th in your sign. So around this time could mark a fabulous personal transformation. And this is a time, it's a great time to assume a new role, get a makeover, or both. So basically, if you're looking for a new beginning in your life, on or around February 26th is an amazing, amazing time for a transformation for you, Pisces. And that could be in any area of your life. You're not someone who likes to hog the spotlight. You are very quite humble in nature, typically. But now, around that time, it's your chance to shine. 2017 is a time for new beginnings, and particularly for you, Pisces, around February 26th, solar eclipse in your sign. When it comes to love and romance, you'll continue to attract admirers throughout 2017 as Neptune, your ruling planet, gives you an added measure of allure as it moves through your image sector. You will have Hollywood glamour this year. People look at you through rose-coloured glasses. Isn't that wonderful? Lots of admirers, and it is your chance to shine this year with the solar eclipse as well. As well in your sign. When it comes to career and money, 2017, your professional prospects may soar from the beginning of the year all the way through the end. And that's because ambitious Saturn moves through your career sector. Wow, Pisces, you have all cylinders firing this year. So when it comes to ambitious Saturn moving through your career sector, long-term plans, it's all about long-term planning. It's all about structure. It's all about taking on responsibility and not being afraid of challenges. I'm not saying there's going to be a lot of challenges, but I'm just saying don't be afraid to roll up your sleeves this year. Put some elbow grease into something and the rewards will come. 2017 looks like a really great year for you, Pisces, and you deserve it. All that hard work and help and support that you give everyone else is finally coming back to you. So make 2017 a year to remember. Now, as I promised at the beginning of the show, I'm going to run through really quickly the Mercury retrograde periods for 2017. And remember that Mercury retrograde's not a good time to sign contracts. Not a great time, really, to book or plan travel by computers or any sort of phones or gadgets when Mercury is retrograde. And Mercury is a planet of communication. It will be retrograde four times in 2017. And, of course, these Mercury retrograde periods can be a big bummer. The first phase we are in right now, and it ends very soon on January 8th, which concludes the period that began December 19th. Now, the second Mercury retrograde is from April 9th, just checking the sign that it's in here, in Taurus through Aries through May 3rd, the 3rd, August 12th, September 5th, and the final is December 2nd until the 22nd. So, folks, that's 2017 for you. Wishing you all the very, very best. It looks like a great year for everyone. Good luck. And tune in next week to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you all the best.